my friend. I've been thinking about you and many others, trying to think of you each one at a time. It's been wonderful again recently to speak with some of our sisters and brothers who listen in here, who take some time with our podcasts. It's striking to me how beautiful it is that we're drawn aside by our own choice and maybe a need to deepen our lives a bit. And it's amazing, actually, how simple it is, but how it invites our whole heart, our whole selves. It's as if we need to be taken somewhere, led aside, and find our way by the beautiful movement of someone else in our lives who would see us as a friend and say, come with me, let's take some time. You already have an occupation, but I have an invitation for you. I want you to come with me. I draw you here. Each time you and I open the Word of God, that really is going on. It's just really a stirring personal moment. And especially it is for this Sunday, if you're listening to it now, or maybe it'll be later, or I'm not sure when Greg is going to be able to make this available, but it's Matthew's Gospel. This year it's the second Sunday of Lent, and we hear from Matthew 17, 1-9, a beautiful, beautiful passage that I'd like to reflect on a little bit, partly so that we can feel that we're being led aside, that we're being drawn somewhere by someone who loves us. And there isn't only a message. There's a relationship here. It's lively. It's active. It's for you and I. And this relationship is for the world. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as day. You might remember this passage and welcome you to find your way there if you wish. Matthew 17, 1-9. Peter said to Jesus, this is really wonderful. Look, Lord, it's good that we're here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. The beautiful desire we have to capture moments like this helps us know this is a moment. And Jesus took Peter, James, and John. He led them to a place and a time. You and I have an invitation that's a physically active one where God says, come, let's take some time. God and Jesus Christ befriending you and me. Personal, like these podcasts, one person at a time. Each of us listening in together. Each of us ourselves being beckoned here. Here to hear God. Here to be present. The passage continues on with that very large, wonderful image that while they were speaking, a cloud came, and out of it a voice that said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him. Listen to him. Listen to him. You and I have been invited here, not so much for instruction, and I apologize if I seem to be doing that now, but for listening, for the opening of a relationship where we come around close, we cuddle in, we want to put up tents, or we snuggle underneath blankets, or we find a tree over on the side, we settle in together as people trust and love each other, and we listen. Maybe as a child you've done this, to listen to someone read a story out of a book. Close and cuddling. It's about the relationship, isn't it? Even before the book is opened, it's about the invitation to sit beside each other, to listen. It might have been childhood friends, and a rainstorm came quickly, and the glee of running somewhere and hiding and trying to get out from underneath it and bumping into each other there because we want to be there. Not only out of the rain, but together. Jesus draws us out of a very difficult world and draws us into a relationship, not to escape the world, but to listen. To listen to the fact that this is God's beloved Son. To hear that first. To hear again the name above all other names. We are invited into this time, and it's really quite stirring. By the way, I'm being stirred as I share it with you. I'm here on retreat at a very sacred place for me. I'm on a mountainside over the Pacific Ocean. You might hear birds, and you could even hear, I can, the sound of the ocean down below. And all this for me in this vastness is very intimate. It stirs my heart and brings me to tears often. I know I'm called to be here to listen. But not to instructions first, but to the Son of God, the Beloved, and to be brought into that relationship that is ours. We've been invited here into intimacy, and that can be very scary, a lot for a lot of us moderns. We're good at occupations, we're not good at invitations. Well, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I'm occupied. And Jesus took them aside, led them. I mean, this was a vigorous invitation. Come on, you guys. He draws us somewhere. We might say the power of personality, the appeal of who he is, to get out of the rain, to snuggle up, to be close, to enter into an intimacy with God that's just so wonderful and profound, and it's ours. It's not just Peter, James, and John who got to have this happen to them. It's you and me. And here we are. And of course, hidden in this, but so apparent, is the second invitation that comes from the Father. Jesus draws us to himself, but God pointedly invites us to listen to his Son. We hear, and it's seems to me only a few times, it's richly so profoundly when God first says, I have no name, I have presence, I'm here with you, with Moses, Yahweh speaking, claiming presence, being one with us always. And this is another time when it seems that God the Father speaks to us and now invites us to listen to the Word active in our midst, the Word enfleshed in our presence, the intimate one that we're with. The Christ. You might hear, as I do right now, the sound of down below here, the beeping of a truck and the removal of debris. For where there have been rock slides, mudslides onto Pacific Coast Highway 1, there's always a need for the clearing of a way in our lives, and that's part of the intentionality of drawing aside. And in that attention, as we reflected here before, there becomes that deeper attention. And a rich word for attention is listening. Not only, as we know, with our ears, but with our whole selves, our whole hearts, our whole being. Being here. Being invited to be here in this time that you chose, but yes, you were beckoned. You were taken here. Led here. Invited to be here. And in that and in this intimacy now, the Father speaking to your heart and mind. So as roadways are cleared here and other places, let our hearts be cleared and cleaned this Lenten season. And may our, especially our openness, not be a preoccupation, nor let our occupations occupy us. But for times like this, may our attention, our listening, open from our hearts and feel the loving God who draws us here to hear. And not only for ourselves, but for the world. For a world that so badly needs to now hear that we are drawn aside to know of God's love. for each of us and for us together. For we all of us are God's children now. Be still and know. Be still. Be.
Sacred silence, holy ocean, gentle waters washing over me. Help me listen, Holy Spirit, come and speak to me. Sacred silence, holy ocean, gentle water washing over me. Help me listen.